on the right. You want to sit on the right hand? Kind of talking about making it. There's left and right, okay. All right, this year, I've encouraged the men in our church, but I'd also encourage just everybody to read through the New Testament. And I have been reading in the book of Mark, and I think it was this week, I read this verse, and I wanted to read it to you because it was really cool. Listen to it. It's in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Now listen. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with the disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like a child, like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." And then he said this, or he did this. He said, "Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them." A couple things I want you to know. Okay, number one, this is so important. Most important thing I can tell you. Everybody listening? Jesus loves children more than anybody else. Jesus, he said, he was angry because you see, in the day of Jesus, children, now get this, were considered not important. They were considered to be kind of low. You didn't have an opinion. You were considered just to be a child. You were just nothing. There was no value given to children. And so the disciples were upset with Jesus because he was giving attention to kids. And in his time, adults were the only one that were important. Now, here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand more than anything else that Jesus loves children. That's why as a church, we have children's ministries. That's why we have Wednesday night, Sunday morning. That's why we have a children's sermon, because I want you guys to know more than anything else that you're loved by Jesus. See, my job is a failure if you kids don't know that Jesus loves you. And so the first thing is Jesus loves children. And the other thing that he did is that he placed his hands on their heads. I'm not going to do that because it's COVID, you know. Back before COVID, you could do that. But he placed his hands on their heads. And guess what he did? He blessed them. He blessed them. And one of the things I want you to know, I want every one of you to look at me in the eyes. Okay? I want to see your eyes. Every single one of you, my greatest prayer and blessing for you is that you would discover who Jesus is and how much he loves you. And that you would put your faith in him. That is the most important thing to me. So my prayer right now is for each one of you that you've made that decision. If you haven't made that decision, that when you're old enough, you will make that decision. Okay? But Jesus loves you. And that's why our church will always put an emphasis on children. Because guess what? Jesus did. Okay? And he loves you very much. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for each one of these kids. Some may have already put their faith in you. Some have thought about it. And some will be old enough someday to do that. I pray they would know that you love them and that you died for them and that my greatest prayer for them is that they would place their faith in you. I thank you for them. I look forward to what you're going to do in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's see here. Take a piece of candy. Let me get it out front. Just take one and go to your seat. The one you touch is yours. There we go. Get that one. Those milk duds look good. Milk duds are my favorite until they broke a tooth. up the fan?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, join us again. The joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Given us, the Lord, you would take it and bless it to the furthest of your kingdom.